The U.S. Army is dropping all charges against Muslim chaplain Captain James Yee. Until September of 2003, Captain Yee ministered to detainees at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He was accused of spying. Had he been formally charged with espionage, he would possibly have faced the death penalty. Instead, the Army charged Captain Yee with mishandling sensitive documents. NPR's Jackie Northam has been following the case, and she joins us in the studio now. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Linda.
So take us through the charges against Captain Yee and what happened to them.
Well, initially, Captain Yee was arrested on suspicion of spying. The military thought that he was part of an espionage ring that was trying to infiltrate the naval base at Guantanamo Bay. But he was never charged with spying. Instead, he was charged with far less serious crimes of mishandling classified documents and disobeying a general order about how to store and handle highly sensitive information. And he was facing a court-martial, but now the Army has dropped all these charges. It says there were thousands of highly sensitive documents involved in this case, and they just didn't want those documents to be made public. So while it didn't clear him of all the charges, it decided just simply to drop them all.
So what's been the response from Captain Yee's side?
Well, I spoke with Eugene Fidel, who is Yee's lead defense attorney, and he disputed this notion that security concerns played any role in the Army's decision. He suggested that it was really more about the Army's inability to mount a case, a strong case against Yee. Fidel said they could have gone to trial. All the lawyers on both sides had cleared all the necessary security clearances, and he said really none of the documents that would have been introduced in the trial would have been made public.
So this case seems to have been troubled from the very beginning. I mean, from almost the first days, it began to look like they might not have a case or be able to make a case.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, it's been unraveling really since the beginning because the Army just couldn't make this espionage. They couldn't make the charge against him. It was suspicion, and that's where it stopped and started. You know, there's other things, too. Yee's trial has been delayed many, many times because simple things. They were haggling over, you know, what is classified, what isn't classified, and the prosecution really couldn't make up their mind about that as well. You know, Linda, in the meantime, though, Yee has gone through a lot while all this has been going on. He was held in solitary confinement for nearly 3 months while the investigation was underway, and he's lived under this cloud of being a spy. Against, you know, the American government, the American military, when it appears now that it simply isn't true.
So what happens to him? What happens to his military career? Does he go? Can it go forward?
Well, it can, yeah. He can actually be allowed to return to his previous duty station, which is in Fort Lewis, Washington. However, he does still face less serious charges, administrative charges. They're known as, and he faces an Article 15 proceeding, it's called. And that has to do with adultery and pornography charges that were up against him. Those penalties are minor. It might be a pay cut or a duty restriction. Yee's lawyer, however, Gene Fidel, says he feels his client really does deserve an apology, but we're not sure if that's going to be forthcoming or not.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's Jackie Northam.